New at the movies this weekend, a vampire film with feminist overtones. It's called Jacob's Wife.
Who are you?
That's odd. You've got new teeth coming in.
What?
Ann.
Oh, good, you're home. Get changed. I'd like to go out.
40 years I've known this woman. Every day the same. Now, I don't know who I'm coming home to.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us you'll laugh and scream while watching this one.
It's quite good and quite interesting. And yes, you're right. There is some black humor here. It is a horror movie, after all. You can't have the squeaky, clean kind of yucks, but you do have some laughs here. And it's a story about a minister and his wife, and they are been married a long time. They're very comfortable with each other, but she's a little bit bored. You know, sometimes spouses take each other for granted and don't really, you know, bring the romance and excitement back into their lives. And that's what we're talking about until she runs into a vampire. That encounter changes her life quite dramatically. It also threatens to change their marriage. And she's thinking, gosh, my new life might be more exciting than being married to a minister. Maybe this is the life for me. So that's the setup. It is a vampire movie with a bit of a twist, kind of a feminist spin on things, which I think was both interesting and well integrated into the story. Barbara Crampton is the star here. People know her from a lot of different horror movies. A Reanimator, maybe one of her most famous appearances. She's quite good here. I think she's one of those stars who knows exactly how to deal with horror. You know, you're going to have some wink moments. You're going to have some scary moments. And she kind of goes, she knows what to do. The thing I didn't like about the movie, some of the special effects are over the top and goofy. And I think it kind of clashes with some of the more interesting themes here. But overall, I really enjoyed Jacob's Wife. And I think people who like horror movies and are kind of sick of the same old will like it as well.
Christian, are we going to get a fifth Indiana Jones movie? They seem to be casting for something now.
They are. It is coming soon. We don't have an exact date on it. There are some significant changes, though. Steven Spielberg will not be behind the camera directing. It'll be James Mangold, a very good director. He did Ford v. Ferrari and some other really good films. So I think the franchise is in pretty capable hands, though I'd rather have Spielberg back in charge. And also, we've had some casting news in the last couple of days. Mads Mikkelsen is a very good actor. We've seen him in a Bond movie before. He was terrific in the NBC series Hannibal. He will be rounding out the cast. Also, Phoebe Waller-Bridge from the great show Fleabag will be joining the ensemble. So two big stars will be joining Indiana Jones. And yes, this will be Harrison Ford once again. He's closing in on 80. It doesn't seem to stop him. It's not stopping the franchise. It looks great for his age, but he is an older gentleman at this point, so we're going to have to see what happens there. You know, are you going to surround him with good cast members? Maybe that's a step in the right direction.
Christian Toto with HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He strongly recommends the new horror movie Jacob's Wife in theaters this weekend.